Yeah, we got 6 already anyway. That's more than enough. Yeah,
6 is a good number.
Where the heck is Ryan?
I'm here. Do you hear me?
Oh, dude. I didn't recognize you so far.
Yeah, man.
Usually your voice is like twice as low. So that's why I didn't recognize you.
It's because I was yelling when going for the bobsled run records.
Oh, okay. So
I was yelling way too much this week.
That pitched up the tone of your voice a bit.
Yeah, I'll try to talk a bit lower like this for today and then hopefully.
Exactly. I recognize you finally.
Are you going to give me a countdown?
Yeah, I will. I will. If Ryan White stops spamming ridiculous shit. Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
The DKN Comet Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the DKN Comet Show. I'm DK.
And I'm Comet.
And we have a great show in store for you today. We have a couple of special guests with us. We have our usual Hugo.
Hey, everyone.
And M. Gay.
Hello.
And today, we also have joining us Adam Matus.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And Ryan White.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So today, we're just going to give a little review of all the matches that have happened so far in the Without a Trace and the Deadly Dental Plan divisions, and then we're going to move on and give a preview of the Retirement Home division. So in the last episode, we already went over the Kara Thorne and Howes match, so we can move on to Whiff versus Alex in a match that I think a lot of people thought would be much closer. Whiff managed to win convincingly with 65% of the vote by a margin of 36-19. And as expected, Whiff managed to dominate the chat vote 27-8. And the other big block, Goldeneye, Whiff also managed to win, although it was closer, 17-12. So what do we think about this one?
This match is right around where I said it would be. I mean, in the last episode, I said that, I was a little surprised that Whiff did take the Goldeneye vote, because I said Alex would take the Goldeneye vote, and Whiff would take the chat room vote, and that they're both Goldeneye players, and they're both chatters, but I said that Whiff would cut into the Goldeneye vote way more than Alex would cut into the chat room vote, and that's exactly what happened, but as we said, Whiff actually won the Goldeneye vote, which really put Alex completely out of this match, giving him no chance at all.
Yeah, I really thought that Whiff wouldn't win that, because Alex has been making a comeback in Goldeneye besides the time that Clemens actually got from him, so I don't know if that actually had to do anything with him losing.
Yeah, I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Whiff's entire elite contributions in the past few months have been posting the words sleep in chat about every 24 hours. So I was pretty surprised to see he pulled in so many votes. You know, I guess people like seeing that stuff in chat all the time, and what can you do, you know?
There's a lot of colon Vs and smiley faces, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't forget those.
Yeah, those could be popular, too, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Whiff is just a chat mainstay, and he's always going to pull those votes, really, no matter what he's posting in chat, so it's really no surprise that he took that one down, but I think, like Comet sort of said, the surprising thing about this one was that he managed to win the Goldeneye vote outright, with Alex, you know, being active in Goldeneye lately. So that was a bit of a surprise, and I think that the margin that Whiff won by was also a little bit surprising, and it just goes to show that he's always going to be a force in the contest. All right, so moving on to the next match, we had Axel versus Silver Angel, and this one turned out to be very close, with Axel winning by just one vote over Silver Angel, 24-23. And it looks like, as you'd expect in a close match like this, most of the major voting blocks were split. And Goldeneye was 13-14, chat was 16-14. The thing it looks like that put Axel over the top in this one was winning Euro Europe 10-5, which is interesting because they're both Europeans, and Axel was just able to get the better of Europe in that match. And of course,
how could Silver Angel take so many chat room votes? Really?
I think it was mostly the overlap between the chatters and the Virginia crowd, since you know he probably pulled a lot of the North American chat room vote from the Virginia crowd.
Yeah, I was gonna say Virginia probably had a pretty big impact on that from meeting him a couple times.
Yeah, he did win the North American vote 18-11.
Yeah, and Axel, of course, did take the all-important Australian vote 3-0, so that could have been it too.
Clearly a decider.
Yeah. You know, you say Whiff is a chat room mainstay, and I think Axel is at least the same type of mainstay in chat. So, I mean, I was surprised that he didn't, have a victory as big as Whiff's victory. You know, I guess Virginia really is a bigger voting block than we think.
Well, yeah, it's getting really big, so it's definitely a thing to watch out for. It's not going to win you every match, but definitely helps.
Yeah. Like I was kind of talking about in the last episode, it's kind of hard to judge Virginia as a voting block as a whole, mainly because there's a new meet every year, and not everyone who went to the previous meet goes to the next one. So there's a little bit of disconnect between who went in the same year. So it's hard to say, well, he's been to a Virginia meet, he's probably going to vote for someone else who's been to a Virginia meet, since they may not have necessarily been to Virginia in the same year. I mean, of course, there's a core of people that go to Virginia every single year, but other than that, it's a little bit less cohesive than maybe, you know, a voting block like chat, where everyone is sort of exposed to everyone else.
And another thing, too, that really took in a lot of votes for Silver Angel was the GoldenEye World Record database that he did. And a lot of people really appreciate that sort of thing.
What is the GoldenEye World Record database?
It's a site. It's pretty cool. You click on a page for a player, and it'll show every world record they've ever achieved, what the date was, whether they were untied or not. There's some page saying which world records have lasted the longest, what's the longest untied ever, all sorts of stuff like that. It's really neat to have a look at. I'm not sure the exact URL of it, but I'm sure someone in chat or on the boards will be able to point you there. It is pretty neat, for sure.
There's probably a link to it on the elite.net, right?
I don't think there is, because I looked for it a couple days ago, and it wasn't there.
Really?
Okay, so we should start a campaign to get it on there.
Good idea.
Sure. It'll take, I bet, around 5,000 to 6,000 IMs to Endgamer, and it can be on there.
Yeah, if we're lucky, it will only take 5 years before it's on there.
Yeah.
Well, once he can get his attention, I'm sure he'll put either Theridel or Thingy on the job, so.
It's too bad John's not a member of the Chili staff, or we'd be getting his attention all the time.
It's pretty hard to get the Chili staff's attention, just ask Walter.
Yeah,
I've been trying for years, no success.
I think we can move on to the next match, which was Cum versus Graham Maddox, or Grags, and like we all thought, this one wasn't really that close at all, with Cum winning 39-20, and really the only voting block that Grags managed to pull well from was GoldenEye, where he actually won outright 16-14, but he got dominated in chat 27-8. And I don't think there's really all that much to say about this one. I think everyone knew that Cum was going to win this one pretty big, although I think it's a little bit surprising that Grags was able to pull as many votes as he did. And
yeah, you know, I was a bit surprised Grags managed to win GoldenEye there. We know he's a GoldenEye player, but in the same vein that Clemens and I get some anti-votes, Grags gets some anti-votes too, because you know, he often suggests strategies that are implausible and makes other weird posts that lots of GoldenEye players don't really like, so that definitely did surprise me.
Yeah, he's a very opinionated person, and he
sorry! Yeah. Really, there's something going on with me and anything I drink during the podcast, because whatever happens, I usually spill all of my wine or beer or something tips over every single fucking time.
I was gonna say with Calm, like in the vote of the day, the power hungry admin, that might have an effect on things, because I know back in the day, like, I never really was fond of him, so something like that just might like linger on and help with anti votes.
Yeah, and Cum has always drawn anti votes every single year, but you know, even that being said, I expected him to completely destroy Groggs in this match. You know, Groggs did take more votes than I expected, but you know, it's still a big win nonetheless, and in the end, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, this might not give a really good indication of how strong Cum could possibly be this year. I mean, especially coming off that really good run that he had last year, this result seems a little bit underwhelming for him, but we'll have to see what happens in the next round.
I think 39 votes for a guy who gets anti-voted, you know, a fair amount is pretty substantial. So yeah, I think that he could be quite a force for the rest of the contest.
But it also depends on who he's going to be going up against too, so.
Going on to the next division, where we had QB up against Alec Boy, and there was so much hype surrounding this match, people wondering how many votes Alec was going to get. Could Alec possibly pull off an upset? And of course, with the QB and Alec Boy rap battles going on during the match, there was definitely a lot of hype surrounding it, but in the end, QB was able to win with almost 80% of the vote, winning 49-14. And I mean, as you'd expect in a match like this, where it's just a complete blowout, I mean, QB managed to dominate all the major areas, winning GoldenEye 26-8, Chat 33-4, Europe 17-2. So,
I think next time he should do what QB did and actually make a video of his rap, because yeah, QB's was amazing.
I know.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
And it's a big difference just trying to read it.
I have some doubts over whether or not Alec Boy is capable of using a video camera. I think he said a few times that he doesn't know how to upload videos to YouTube and a few things like that. So that could be problematic for him. I don't foresee much summer contest success from him anytime in the foreseeable future. So that's just my two cents.
Yeah, who knows? It might be a couple of years until Alec Boy can get to the point where he can even win a match.
Before we move on, I want to just mention the first vote of the day in this match was, it says, gee, I wish that Rainbow Driver fellow were in today's match. I would so vote for him. Unfortunately, he is not, so I'll have to give my vote to my good friend QB.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Who was that?
I think
that was me, actually. I also would have voted for Waldo if he were in that match, but he wasn't. Oh well.
Yeah, he will be in next year.
Waldo was a bit more timely. Maybe we should all nominate Waldo next year.
Yeah, you should campaign for that, Goose.
I'll start a campaign like I did for Emily, Innocent Angel.
Exactly.
Okay, so moving on to the next match in this division, we had another highly anticipated match. It was the match of anti-votes between Dirk and Bloody, and I think this one went pretty much according to how people thought it would go, with Dirk winning by a pretty close margin, 31-26, and they split the chat room vote 15-15, which is pretty much what you'd expect, because you know, Dirk and Bloody are both really active in chat lately, but what really put Dirk over the top was his ability to pull from GoldenEye, where he won 23-10.
Yeah, you look at this match, and I think pretty much most people had Dirk winning this match, mostly because, I mean, they're both not incredibly liked people. You know, they do have their fan base, but at the same time, they piss a lot of people off. But I think what it came down to was just more people knowing Dirk because he posts on the boards all the time.
Guess that anti-vote campaigning actually worked out for him then.
Another thing to consider here is that Bloody really hasn't played either GoldenEye or Perfect Dark, and Dirk has done a couple good things at GoldenEye. I think he got some good Caverns times, but that's about it.
He got his first world record a few months ago. He got Depot 26.
Woo!
He beat our good friend Whiff that was an ongoing battle for about 6 years. They had the first person to get to Poe 26, and Dirk won after 6 years. So, you know, these, you know, he does post a lot in GoldenEye, plays GoldenEye, and that certainly was probably the key here.
Yeah, I think I remember that. He actually got really pissed off because when he posted that, no one really cared. And that? It was right around the...
Yeah.
Oh, that was my phone. I actually just got a text message. But,
Is it a booty?
It's a booty call? No, it is not.
Is it? Oh, lame. Okay.
Well, but, yeah, going back to the world record he got, I think he was mad that no one really, you know, happy he got a time. So I just remember that incident of him getting pissed. But it helped out because he won, so it's okay.
All right, so moving on to the next match in this division, we had Mark versus Cervone. And in another close decision, we had Cervone coming out on top by 2 votes, 28 to 26. I mentioned in the last episode that I thought in order to win this match that Mark would have to pull very heavily from chat, and he managed to do that, and he won chat 21 to 14, but it just fell short because Cervone was able to dominate GoldenEye 19 to 9. And another area that hurt Mark was the fact that he lost Europe 9-8, and Europe is one of the areas that Mark really should have been able to dominate in this match, and he wasn't able to do it. And I think that's probably why he lost this one.
I was surprised that Mark even got anywhere near 26 votes because, you know, I don't know. I'm in chat all the time. You know, the chat stats, I'm the number one chatter in the past year. I haven't seen Mark post talk about anything other than poker, which is really boring to a lot of people. And I mean, Cervone is one of the best players of the video games at the Elite. You know, I'd say in terms of pure skill, he could be number one. He's definitely top five, and he's just a really likable, smart guy. I was shocked that Mark won Perfect Dark 10-5 because Cervone's had some pretty awesome records there.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, this match just really shocked me overall that it was that close. I thought Cervone could have blown it out, you know, 50 to 10.
One thing to say, though, was with the whole Perfect Dark thing, yeah, Mark did win it 10-5, but if you look at the stats, actually, if you look at the chat Perfect Dark voter, so the overlap between chat, the chat vote, and the Perfect Dark vote, all but one of the Perfect Dark votes come from chatters in this match.
A lot of those Perfect Dark players may be inactive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The one person Perfect Dark that was in chat as well is probably me. I voted for Mark because he really made me laugh like big times with the Fufuzela jokes and the pictures and anything. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yep. That his involvement in the World Cup discussions recently and the whole Vuvuzela craze that's been going on in chat, if you haven't been there the past week or so.
I try to avoid chat because of that.
Oh, Mattis, you should join. It's fun. Just join next time when South Africa is playing. It'll be great.
I think one thing that might have been overlooked so far in the contest is the Farmville voting bracket. You know, if you recall, a few months ago, a lot of the Elite were playing Farmville, and Mark was probably the best player, and there was maybe 15 to 20 of us that played it. So, you know, Mark, that could have been a pull for Mark, definitely.
Maybe. I didn't play Farmville.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, if you look at a few other people who have won matches in the contest, like Shadow Zero and Theradel, they also played Farmville. So I'm thinking that could be one of the, you know, sort of lesser talked about voting blocks this contest.
Well, I guess I should go join Farmville so I'll get some extra votes.
No, it's too late to do that now. Nobody plays Farmville anymore.
Damn.
They should really figure out a way to keep the players playing that game, because at a certain point it's just no fun anymore, isn't it?
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, but I don't know. Screw it. It's funner with no Farmville.
Yeah, I'm glad it's dead. got a little bit tired of it.
Yeah, well, I agree with you there, because the chat about Farmville was just putting me on a permanent life tilt, probably, but yeah.
You know what puts me on permanent life tilt? The fact that my washing machine is not working.
Oh no!
Alright, so the last match in the...
Okay, wait a second. Let's make it sounds again.
Alright, I'll put on silent this time.
Just turn everything on silent. Every piece of equipment you have.
No, it's except just this. Alright, all right, yeah. You guys can continue.
At least your ringtone's not a Vuvuzela. Alright. So the last match in this division, which is currently ongoing, is Axel Zacherson versus Wobbs. And I don't think there's really a whole lot to look at in this match. You take someone like Axel, who's just been really active in GoldenEye over the past year or two. He's been really active just posting on the boards in general, you know, making posts in movie topics and all kinds of other things. And Wabs has just been pretty much non-existent in the past year, so I really don't think this match will be...
Yeah, actually woke up to a text message from a fan this morning asking who Wobbs was. So I just made up a story and I told him he was banned from the Elite by selling cocaine and his name's Anthony Capers. And he asked me if I should vote for him. I'm like, well, he's really a no one. And then he asked Greg who Wabs was, and Greg told him he's some French guy that sold drugs. So,
that's really good.
Well, Wabs should get a lot of votes from the drug addict log.
Yeah, and even though Wobbs has been, you know, inactive for quite some time, he's still going to draw well from chat, because he was always a big chatter and he was a really likable guy.
Yeah, and chatters are mostly drug addicts anyway, so.
Like, Endgamer is always out selling heroin.
He probably is.
And Scott Abbey is a big amphetamine dealer, I know. I think Theradel sells some stuff out of the church on the side. There's a lot of activity going on there for sure. Oh wait, so we were talking about Wobbs, right?
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah, well, Axel, I really think Axel could be the number one GoldenEye player in terms of contest success this year. You know, he's been the proof moderator. Everyone looks up to him. He's ranked number 12 right now. He posts in the movie thread, which, you know, a good 10 people are tight in there with. And he's just a really likable guy. So I think he could do very, very well. Kind of like DK did in 2008. I kind of could compare those runs.
Yeah, even though Wobbs is known, I really don't think he has the chance, though, just because his inactivity. So I think that he has it.
He would have had a chance if he were still active in chat.
Well, yeah, obviously.
So there really isn't much to say about this match anyway. It's just obvious that Axel is gonna win it.
I think we'll see Axel many more times this contest. At the end of the contest, you know, we'll be going Axel, seventh time I see it, Zacherson.
Yeah, I think Axel should, you know, easily make it to the third round up against QB. That would too much trouble at all.
Yeah, just occurred to me, we probably did, that's probably the second preview that we've done for this match.
I think you're right.
Alright, so the next division that we have is the retirement home. And the first match of this division, we have straight up new school versus old school matchup, where we have currently one of the best GoldenEye players in the world in David Clemens going up one of the past champions in Perfect Dark, Paragon. And in historically, even though Clemens has been such a dominant player, over the past couple of years, he really hasn't had any contest success at all. He's been in the contest the past 3 years, and he hasn't won a single match. Whereas you look at Paragon, who just last year was again in the contest as an 8th seed, he actually managed to upset number 1 seed Sterling last year. And then he went on to lose in the next round to Axel Zacherson, but it just goes to show that, I mean, Paragon, I mean, he has that legendary status. He's still going to pull votes, even though he hasn't been active in forever. That being said, I don't think Clemens will lose this match, but I think that Paragon will still pull plenty of votes here.
You're absolutely right when you say this is really the ultimate old school versus new school matchup, and especially when you look at most of the old schoolers that are still around, a lot of them are Perfect Dark players, or you know, were Perfect Dark players, and Clemens, you know, he's right at the top of the GoldenEye world right now, and you know, he's just such a great player, and he even has quite a few Perfect Dark world records. I think he might actually be the world record leader in Perfect Dark as well. But if you look at it, you know, Paragon is a legend, and he's one of the most legendary people in the Elite. But I think the new school presence, you know, a lot of the newer players that just came around in the past year or two, I think they just, you know, they love Clemens too much. And I don't expect this to be a huge win, but Clemens should win it rather easily. Think about the situation Clemens is right now, though, is if he does get past Paragon, his toughest match is going to be round two. I mean, I don't see if I think whoever wins that round two match is he's going to take that whole division.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Well, the thing with Clemens that I think is going to help him this year is that the last 2 or 3 years, just around summer contest time, something ridiculous has happened. Like last year, there was the whole Nolan Bocom silent sniper patrol, Streets 112, all that craziness.
Trev has RPC.
Trev has RCP 90, Orimov Society. Like, seriously, all that stuff that we don't know what it was. I mean, me and Clemens made a few of those, but there was 3 or 4 that were somebody else, and everyone sort of blamed it on us. And I think that really, I mean, Clemens and I didn't do very well last year. I think that was part of the reason. This year, Clemens been more of a cool guy, hasn't gone to fights. He's been in chat a lot more. So I think he's going to pull a lot more votes this year.
Yeah, he's definitely gotten a lot more like chilled out and trying to be friends with a lot more people, it seems like, except when he gets in fights with Rayan about GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was one of the big questions heading into this year's contest was whether Clemens could have kind of a breakout year, because, I mean, just looking at his past contest history and looking at, you know, the contest history of guys like Ace and Taka, it shows that just being good at the games and not really doing anything else won't really bring you much contest success. But as you guys have been saying, Clemens, his attitude has been so much better over the past year or so, and he's been more active in other things other than just playing the games. So, I mean, this could be the year where Clemens breaks through, maybe wins a couple matches. He could potentially go far, and I think a lot of the bracket predictions actually have him going pretty far. But like Comet said, he may have a lot of trouble getting past the winner of the next match, which is going to be Neo versus Patrick Nielsen. And this is probably one of the most highly anticipated matchups of the first round. You have Neo, who's just really popular chatter, really popular poster on the boards overall. He isn't really active in the games, but he just has sort of a general popularity about him that makes him a really strong force. And we have Patrick Nielsen, who has been active in the games and has been active in the Virginia meets as well. And I just think it's going to be hard for people to choose between these two in some cases, and I think this match is just a complete toss-up. It's really hard to say who's going to win here.
Yeah, that's true, but they're both generally really nice guys, and I don't see a lot of people having a problem with either of them. So it's definitely going to be like a flip between them. I think it'll be close, but, you know, it shows the contest is going. It might be another, like, blowout and just something crazy.
Yeah, Neo has been inactive lately, but he's always been a really popular guy in a really big contest for us. While on the other hand, we have Patrick, who's a really popular European, and he's been to Virginia. He's done a few the European meets, and you know, he's met a lot of people personally, and he's also a really likable guy. Plus, he has his Goldeneye going for him. So I think Patrick does have the advantage in this match, but you can never discount Neo because he is always a big contest force.
One interesting thing about this match is that in 2009, Neo made it to round two where he lost to Kara. And then for Patrick, he lost in round three also to Kara. So Kara, you beat both of these guys.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what to say.
What a jerk.
You're the expert on beating these guys, so...
Yeah, but I don't
know. How do you do it?
I don't know.
All right. The next match in this division, we have Scott Abbey, who's better known as Is That a Good Thing, or Thingy, or Flash, or Brick, or any of the other nicknames that are floating around, up against Brad Cutler, who's better known as Cyber Wrath. And I think this match is actually really interesting in that it's new school versus old school, but I think that these two will ultimately fight for votes in the same blocks because they've both been really active in chat. I think they've both been doing puzzle hunts. And in terms of their elite activity, they're both active in pretty much the same things. So I think it's sort of going to be a dogfight here for chat votes. I'm not sure how well either of them will pull from Goldeneye, since neither of them are really Goldeneye players. But I think this will be interesting. I'm not really sure who's going to win here. I think this one could go either way.
Yeah, this is definitely an interesting match. Brad has the old school going for him, and that's definitely going to help his cause. But they are both big chatters, and they're in chat all the time. And like you said, they are going to pull pretty much from the same voting blocks. So, you know, this could go either way, and it could be a close match. But at the same time, it could also be, you know, SFF could make it a blowout.
Yeah, I'd have to mostly agree. I think, you know, Scott has been pretty big in chat with the chat stats site. It's pretty cool. And he's been active in the puzzle hunts and whatnot. But likewise, you know, Brad's also done that. You know, he's been in chat a lot. I think Brad has the edge here because the old school, he has some old school Perfect Dark roots, I think. And a lot of old school people who don't know who Scott is are going to default to Brad, I would say. So I think he's going to have the upper hand.
Also, Cyber has kind of been the liaison between Marshmallow and the Elite for quite some time, so he might get a few votes for that.
Yeah, I think I described Cyber Wrath in last year's contest as Marsh's bitch.
Yes, I think I remember that, actually.
Yeah, but how good is Marsh? You know, he hasn't made the past two contests. He lost to me, who's lost to Calm and DK. So, you know, if Brad's Marsh's bitch, what does that make Brad, you know? It could be... I think it'll be tight.
Yeah. I think one other thing to consider here is that Scott is a carter, technically. I'm not sure how much he plays cart now, but depending on how many carters come out to vote, as we've seen, it can be kind of a wild card. I mean, there can either be one or two, or there can be eight. So
yeah, I think we had 10 show up in the QB Alec Boy match.
Yeah, I mean, so that could be a wild card that could decide this match. If a lot of Carters show up, it could help swing things Scott's way. Otherwise, I think I'd have to agree that maybe Brad does have the advantage. All right, so the last match in this division, we have Nkosi versus Brian Yaos. And this is, yet again, another sort of new school versus old school match where Nkosi is a new school GoldenEye player. He's been really active in the games lately. He's also been active posting in general chat in free-for-all a little bit. He's come into the chat room a couple of times, but he hasn't been all that active there. And on the other hand, we have Yaos, who's in the contest every year. He's always a force. He's definitely going to get the old school backing here from people who don't really know who Nkosi is. But I think, you know, with the strength of the new school in this year's contest, I think that Nkosi will be able to win this one.
I thought at first that Yaos was a huge favorite over Inky. Yaos has been active a lot with the NHL playoffs, and he's always just a perennial chat favorite. But recently, Mark has sort of toned down his attitude on GoldenEye as well, so that's going to help him out. And on top of that, he sort of joined the Poker Preds, My Brute crew. He's always in chat talking about the World Cup now, betting on that and whatnot. So I think he's going to get some of that chat support, and he might be able to pull it out in the end.
I think Mark is definitely a big wild card in this contest, because it's hard to say how much support he's going to draw. I mean, you know, he got enough nominations to be a 2 seed, which is a pretty big deal in itself. I mean, I don't think he'll perform quite as well as a 2 seed should, but he should easily get past Yaos. But after that, it's really hard to say, because, you know, he should get some GoldenEye support, and like you said, if he does get some chat support, then he could really be a force, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, Mark's definitely got some good GoldenEye times recently, and sad to say, he passed me in the ranks, so it's kind of sad. But I definitely think he'll pull out in this one.
Is okay. Anyone else for this one? Or
Clemens is now on permanent live tilt because he's not in the podcast. Have you read chat, Goose?
A little bit.
Someone has to invite me to chat, because
he's like, who's hosting it? Hurry, I only have a few minutes. But
I think we should pull Clemens in to talk maybe quickly 2 minutes on his match and my match, and it'll be that.
Yeah.
Pull him in a bit.
Pull a fan in as well. Make it crazy.
Hello.
Sean, are you here?
Hey, Sean.
I'm here. Can everybody hear me?
Hey, how's it going, Sean?
Sean in the house.
Sean in the house.
What's up?
Hey, Dave. What's going on? Hey.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
My computer is a virus, so the volume wasn't working properly, but it's working fine now.
You had a volume virus.
I don't know what it is, but
yeah, I'm calling BS, Dave.
Fuck you, Sean.
I think we should ask Clemens to say something about his match.
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't really know what to say. Paragon, he was a good speedrunner in the past. I mean, I wasn't around back then, but he's definitely contributed a lot to speedrunning. I think some of the old school people might just go for him anyway, but I mean, I feel pretty confident about it though. And I've never won a match before, so it'll be kind of nice if I actually win one.
Yeah, that's what we were kind of talking about earlier. Where, well, I was saying whether or not you're going to have a breakout year this year, considering that you haven't had really any success in the contest before, and I think that there's a good chance for it to happen this year.
Yeah, I definitely agree, and it's got me a lot more interested in the contest in general, and hopefully I can make it a few matches, I guess. But I've seen some good speedrunners just do pretty terrible, like Alex Anderson and stuff.
Yeah, but I think maybe that since you post on the boards a lot more,
yeah,
you have that going for you.
Alex didn't take part in chat either, I don't think.
Right. Mm-hmm. I thought that while we had Ryan White here, we would discuss his match a little bit, which is the first match in the Trapped in the Cottage division, where he's up against Sterling. So, Goose, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, you know, the past 2 years, I've had pretty easy first-round matches and managed to win. But in some ways, this could be my toughest one. You know, Sterling, he's an old champion. Everyone thinks he's hilarious. He's in chat all the time with these crazy memes, you know, Apple time clock, whatever. So I think he could do very well.
Sterling is pretty crazy, so you never know who's going to vote for him.
I don't know. He kind of like ruined his own reputation a little bit with a lot of his posts and stuff. So
yeah, Sterling's not really much of a contest force. I mean, we look at even his drop. He was a one seed last year, correct? And I think didn't even lose his first round matchup last year.
Yeah, to Paragon.
Yeah, now he dropped to an 8 seed. So I mean, that's a huge drop off in itself. So I think you should be sitting pretty comfortably, Goose.
I think there are going to be a lot of anti votes flying around in this match. I mean, Goose is the kind of guy, you either love him or you hate him. And those people that hate him, they're going to anti-vote him, obviously. And, of course, as you said, Sterling is probably going to get some anti-votes, too.
Why would anyone hate Goose?
I don't hate Goose.
I once starred all their videos.
Ha! There you go.
But were they just uploaded?
Yes. I think, did you one star some of mine? Because I think some of mine got one starred.
No, I did not.
By the way, nice job on those Mario Party records. Those are pretty nice.
Yeah, for everyone who doesn't know, Goose now holds the Mario Party record. Was it Mario Party 2 for the bobsled run?
I think he holds both.
Both right? Of them, yeah. Yeah, we got both of them over the weekend. I had Matt Vanderwau over. He's a guy on Mario Kart 64 who managed to get both of those world records. So that was pretty neat. But, you know, like my contest bracket name says Trapped in the Cottage, you know, right now I am trapped in the cottage and there's not much to do come night other than play Mario Party and GoldenEye. So there's a bit of truth to that.
So it looks like we're gonna hear more video game results from you.
I hope so. Hopefully I can get Streets 112 before my second round match.
That's all that we have for you today from the DK and Comet show. I'm DK.
And I'm Comet.
And we'll see you guys next time.
I will not partake in the zing.